Welcome to Sleep Like a Log, the sleep-inducing podcast designed to settle your anxiety at bedtime. A soft-spoken, captivating, hypnotic podcast that will quite naturally send you to sleep. And now, you are very welcome to visit our wonderfully sleepy website, which is an ever-growing and expanding website that we hope will entice you to come and explore and learn more about sleepiness and how to blissfully sink into a soft state of unconsciousness. Our website address is in the description. But for now, do not listen to this recording while you are driving or using heavy machinery. Only listen when you are in a safe place and ready to relax and sleep like a log. Thank you. So settle down now into your bed. And allow your eyes to close. And allow your body to get comfortable and settle. Settle in while I continue to talk to you. And while your eyes are closed, I'd like for you to focus on my voice. Understand that any other sounds that you may hear inside your room and outside your room will help you feel more and more relaxed, as those sounds float away out of your awareness. Allow yourself to really let go now. You may feel a need to move around to get more comfortable and more cozy in your bedding. And that's perfectly okay. And while you're on this journey with me, you will become aware that your thoughts will wander. This is quite normal and to be expected. You may even find that your body might start to feel a little heavier than usual. And some people experience a tingling sensation around their body as they begin to sink deeper and deeper into pure relaxation. And this is perfectly natural and normal too. And as you begin to relax more and more now, you can enjoy your mind simply floating in and out of my words, allowing you to drift deeper and deeper down. And you may even notice my voice throughout this whole journey into full restfulness. Or it may be that you can allow yourself to simply float off whenever you feel ready. Either way, each part of your mind knows exactly how to truly relax and to take notice, both at the same time. And so, I would like you now to focus into the top of your head and begin to allow a sense that all the pressures and tensions of your day are just beginning to unwind. Letting go from the very top of your head. Allow yourself to release any pressure or tension that you feel there. And then let that releasing feeling move down. Down into your facial muscles, release any tension in your eyebrows and all those little muscles around your eyes, the tiny little muscles in your eyelids, let them all relax now. Until they are so relaxed, you couldn't actually open your eyes without tensing them back up again. And until they are so relaxed, they just don't want to work. B- because the more you try, the less able you are to open them. The more you try to open your eyes, the more they just stick together. Just glued together. And far too relaxed to open. And when you know you've got your eyelids that relaxed, you will know that there is a wonderful sense of calmness beginning to drift over your mind and body. Now I want you to allow that level of relaxation to continue down into your jaw. And down through your neck now. Through your shoulders. And chest. Enjoying the releasing feeling where you're freeing yourself from the pressure you've been carrying there today. All the tensions being removed. And your body relaxing as though it's happening all by itself. Moving further down now, allow that sense of release to drift down through your upper arms, and your lower arms, all the way down through your wrists, hands and fingers. Allowing any tension to simply flow out of the ends of your fingers, off and away. Drifting and letting go down through your spine now. And that feeling of releasing your muscles, continuing to migrate through your body. Working through every part of you, gently easing your muscles, releasing down through your tummy, down through your hips, good, and continuing down now through your thighs, your knees, your shins, and your calves. All the way down through your ankles, feet, and toes. Allowing any tension and pressure to float out of the ends of your toes. Off and away. Good. And know now that you are fully relaxed. Released all your tension throughout your entire body. And while you're in this super relaxed moment, I want your mind and body to notice and remember this feeling. This level of calm and serenity within your mind and body. And know that this is a new level of serenity for you. It is a place you can return to whenever you choose. A place that is within you, always. This place will always welcome you, whenever you feel you need pure calm and a serene state of mind. And remember, even if you wake in the night, you can always encourage yourself to return to this feeling right here. And so allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper, becoming more drowsy. Drifting down and down as you listen to the sound of my voice, leading you towards complete and full effortless relaxation. And while you lie there in this suspended, restful state, aware of my soothing voice walking you along this sleepy journey, you can notice the calmness within your body now. Noticing the weight of your body in your bed. Knowing that this means that each and every muscle is, without a doubt, released of tension. And the rhythm of your breath is even, simple, and easy. I would like to continue to take you on a journey. Even though it might be now that you are ready to allow yourself to float off into a sleepier place. And indeed, waiting to drop off, to disappear into a blissful oblivion. Give yourself every permission to sink into that dozy place at any time. No need to stay here listening to me. Because your mind will still be able to hear what I'm saying easily enough. Even when it has moved on into sleepy unconsciousness, and the journey can continue further to a different place, to a beautiful woodland scene, and I ask you to allow an image of this to form in your mind. Until you can picture an image in your clever creative mind. Of you within a forest, sitting on an old log, resting within the fresh and aromatic undergrowth under your feet. And nearby, a fresh water stream meandering here and there through the woods trickles alongside you now while you sit there contemplating all that you can see. Listening carefully as you hear the sound of birdsong from above you. Up there in the boughs of the trees, the birds calling and chirping, telling other birds that you are there. Down there in the dappled undergrowth below, the sun shining down on patches of grass and all those delicate wild flowers close enough for you to touch as you sit and embrace the rejuvenating energy of the forestscape, while the sun twinkles and sparkles down onto the gently flowing stream alongside you. And what of the aroma of this blissful place? Perhaps you can notice the earthy aroma of leaf mould and fresh woodland greenery as you sit there in contemplation. And perhaps the gentle scent of flora emerges into your awareness too. While the birds sing, and a soothing gentle breeze in the upper branches of the trees creates such soft rustling movement above. Merging with the fresh gurgling stream on its journey, while you relax and feel the calm within you. And as one might expect, a baby rabbit makes his way to you, cautiously, furtively, making his way towards the stream, sweetly hesitating, and rising up on his hind legs and taking notice of what's around him. You watch enchanted by this little creature, going about his day, exploring and rummaging around in the undergrowth. Until, without any warning at all, the little rabbit bolts away down his burrow, as if in fright, all his energy helping him to disappear to a place of safety in a blink of an eye. Perhaps a predator was close and startled the tiny rabbit into a place of safety. And whether there was a real threat for this little creature, or merely a perceived threat, his fight-flight response helped him to escape. His eyes became wide. His ears became more alert. And his body provided him adrenaline to give him all the energy he needed to flee to safety, down into his burrow, where he could then settle his fight-flight response once more. And while for us, threats can be very different from those of a little woodland rabbit, we still have within us a primitive fight-flight response. But unlike the little rabbit in this story, we cannot always fight or flee away from threatening situations. Sometimes we have to stay and endure things. Sometimes we have to respond in different ways. We can neither fight or flee away. And so this means the adrenaline and other chemicals we need for fight or flight stays within our bodies for a longer time, because we are unable to discharge them with physical action, like the rabbit did when he ran away. And this is uncomfortable for us. And we can often fear this happening. We fear the feeling of fear. And as a consequence, we stay in a fight or flight response. wide-eyed, on the alert, ready to respond. And we begin to imagine the worst is about to happen much more often. When it's really not. So we need to discharge this energy when we become aware of these thoughts and imaginings coming into our minds. When panic and anxiety rises within us, we can discharge the fear with deep breathing. Slow, deep breathing allows your body's response to calm and re-regulate, dispersing its energy and settling down. And all you need or want to do is to relax. And breathing long and slow will enable your mind to re-regulate and soothe itself back to where it was before. So, whenever you feel yourself tensing or your anxiety rising, you know that all you need to do is slow down, breathe in, and breathe out. And allow your body to relax once again. And while you may still be with me on this journey, I wonder if you would like to continue with some deep breaths. I'm going to ask you to breathe in deeply through your nose and then exhale for longer through your mouth. You can take your time with this. You have all the time you need. So, breathing in and breathing out. Good. And again. Good. And again. even slower.